talk to you today about somewhat similar to what she discussed this morning with what Tennessee was doing regarding state and federal regulations. I'm part of the Act 1220 evaluation team with Dr. Martha Phillips at the College of Public Health at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and we evaluate the processes and implementation occurring in our state around the legislation aimed at reducing childhood obesity. I wanted to give this presentation today to highlight innovative efforts of our Arkansas Department of Education officials who took it upon themselves to create a tool for schools to address the complex array of state and federal regulations around child wellness. And the innovators of this tool were Wanda Shockey and Sheila Brown, and I'd also like to thank the others on the evaluation project for their efforts. The purposes of this presentation are to briefly describe the legislative regulations at both the state and federal levels that schools were required to meet. Both were aimed at addressing child health through improved nutrition and increased physical activity. And I'd also like to explain Arkansas education officials' innovative tools, that is the Wellness Priority Protocol and Checklist. And the tools are used in our state schools to meet both the state and federal regulations. This is a diagram of how the state level regulations were created, approved, and disseminated to Arkansas schools. Act 1220 of 2003 was passed. As Dr. Phillips mentioned, it's our state's legislation to address the obesity epidemic, and under the act, it called for the development of the Child Health Advisory Committee. The Child Health Advisory Committee was charged with the responsibility of establishing recommendations for nutrition and physical activity. The recs were then sent to the State Board of Education. They reviewed those and created the rules governing nutrition and physical activity. These rules were sent to the Arkansas Department of Education, and the Arkansas Department of Education was responsible for promulgating those to the schools. And so these are the rules for nutrition and physical activity, a brief summary. In these rules, schools were responsible for developing a local school nutrition and physical activity advisory committee, meeting general requirements for foods, beverages, such as restrictions on the times, the locations, and the types of foods sold in schools, and limiting special events, such as holiday parties, birthday parties, to 9 per year. They also prohibited the use of food as a reward. These rules were also responsible for schools meeting nutrition standards that placed restrictions on portion sizes and required vending to have a balance of 50% of healthy items and 50% of the foods of minimal nutritional value. Schools had to meet the standards for providing nutrition education, and physical activity. For the physical education and physical activity standards, schools had to meet time requirements and have a student-teacher ratio of 30 to 1. And finally, schools had to comply with the procedures of the BMI assessment. So looking at the federal law, in 2004, Congress passed the Federal Child Nutrition and WIC Reauthorization Act. Schools were mandated to develop a wellness policy by the start of the 2006-2007 school year. And though the federal regulations did not provide schools with detailed instructions for how to proceed, the law mandated that any district participating in the federal nutrition programs adopt a student wellness policy, or they would lose school funding for the nutrition program. The Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act is the policy, and it included goals for nutrition education, physical activity, nutrition guidelines for school foods, and guidelines for reimbursable meals. It further required that schools engage the community by involving parents and other community representatives, and the schools had to include an evaluation measurement for the implementation process. So I hope you're able to see that both our state's and the federal laws were somewhat similar, and the schools were having a hard time incorporating the similar but different regulations. Because of the overlap between the two laws, Arkansas education officials thought that it would be wise to streamline the approach for the schools so that they could comply with both the state and federal regulations. They decided not to reinvent the wheel, and they looked to an existing protocol in the schools. They decided to use the Arkansas Consolidated School Improvement Plan, known as ACSIP, and they used ACSIP as the method for incorporating wellness into the existing existing frameworks of the school system. And ACSIP, if you may already be familiar with the school improvement plans, it's the protocol that Arkansas schools and the school improvement plan overall is what the nation uses to monitor and report on the progress of school education goals. So in Arkansas, the ACSIP is the online version of what used to be referred to as the school improvement plan, and it started in 2004. Arkansas Department of Education officials thought that the ACSIP model served as an excellent tool for incorporating wellness as a school priority and knew that they could develop a protocol to meet the state and federal regulations regarding nutrition and physical activity. So if you haven't picked up on this already, Act 1220 passed in 2003 and the Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act passed in 2004. And Arkansas actually led the nation in producing this comprehensive legislation to address childhood obesity, and Congress used Arkansas as an example in the actual document for the Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act and when they were passing the legislation. So if you take a look at the timeline, you see that the school improvement plans were established prior to the development of either law. Act 1220 passed in the spring of 2003, then the Child Health Advisory Committee was developed. Following that, the Child Health Advisory Committee developed the rules governing nutrition and physical activity, and then Congress passed the Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act. The Arkansas Department of Education decided to spearhead the conflict between the state and federal regs and set out to develop a wellness protocol and checklist. This assisted schools in meeting the deadline for the wellness policy set forth by Child Nutrition, and it helped them to comply with all the regulations at state and federal levels. I'll show you some examples of the two tools developed by the Arkansas Department of Education, and this is a more brief description of those actual tools, but it'll provide you with links to some of those materials at the end of the presentation, and you can pick up a handout after the presentations if you're interested. The Wellness Priority Protocol serves as a model and resource guide for schools to comply with the laws and provides a means for acquiring the information that's needed in the wellness plan. It briefly explains both laws and provides references. It also describes how to secure data sources for incorporation into the wellness policy. Data sources are required for school wellness policies in Arkansas, and examples of those include the School Health Index, Body Mass Index data, and other optional sources are the YRBS, or economic indicators for school attendance in those areas. The protocol explains what information should be included in the plan. Schools should have goal statements, and these can be pulled from the data obtained from the School Health Index. Schools are also required to include statements about benchmark testing outcomes. After schools have conducted the School Health Index, they should be able to use this data to develop intervention and action steps toward improving nutrition, increasing physical activity, and promoting community involvement. And you can find an example of those at the link, which is also on that handout. These are the components of the Arkansas Wellness Checklist. There are five overall components. The first three components include nutrition education and physical activity, nutrition guidelines for school foods, and guidelines for reimbursable meals. Components 4 and 5 target the development of a wellness policy and the involvement of the community. The checklist provides a breakdown of each of these five components and suggests to the schools how to meet each of those steps. And you may find that also on the resource list. And I've decided not to include the details of these checklists because they're pretty extensive, but you can find those on the website. The Child Nutrition Reauthorization Act and the State Board of Education in Arkansas, the rules and regs were meant to provide regulatory guidelines for schools to follow for the development of wellness initiatives. Arkansas education officials recognized that schools were having a difficult time creating their wellness plans without a template, and they decided to streamline the process for schools so that they could comply with both the state and federal levels. The Arkansas Department of Education created these innovative tools, the model and the checklist that I've described to you today, and they hope that the schools would not only meet the regulations but move beyond those regulations and create comprehensive wellness programs focused on nutrition and physical activity. so the tools can be modified and used in other states to encourage schools to develop stronger wellness policies in their states. Or if schools aren't complying, they can use those to follow and comply with the federal laws. So by having people in our state that think creatively and take initiative and taking personal responsibility for child wellness, we've made some significant strides in preventing the increased rates of childhood obesity in our state. And we really applaud these innovators, and we encourage others to take their lead.